Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Joe Emmerich of the 137th Legislative District in Northampton County. Representative Emmerich, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House is in its last few days of session in Harrisburg, and a piece of legislation that you've been working on for quite a long time that affects people, particularly in your area, has come before the House and been approved. What's going on here, and why is this a piece of legislation that has been a long time in coming to fruition?
Hi, thanks, Mike, and I appreciate the chance to explain. Yeah, House Bill 652 is a piece of legislation we've actually passed each of the last three terms prior. It basically brings a significant amount of accountability to the Delaware River Joint Toll Bridge Commission. And it does a couple things. One, it provides an independent audit by the State Auditor of New Jersey and the Pennsylvania Auditor General. It also creates a veto power of the Governor of Pennsylvania to veto decisions made by the Bridge Commission members themselves. And that really stems from my first year in office in 2011, an out-of-the-blue significant toll increase that the commission implemented with really no hearings, public input, and no analysis on the impact it would have not only on commuters, but certainly businesses coming back and forth across the river on a daily basis. So it's a very good piece of legislation, and I'm glad it's passed through the House and now goes to the state Senate.
And you have mentioned that this has come up before. I understand this is something that the state of New Jersey also had to follow through on.
That's correct. Because the Bridge Commission is a bi-state compact, any changes to the language must be done in duplicate, word for word, in the state of New Jersey and the state of Pennsylvania. So New Jersey has passed this language back in the mid-90s, and they've been waiting for Pennsylvania to pass the same language since then. So it is long overdue. It is a unique situation because you're dealing with a unique form of government in the case of a bi-state compact, but that is how it has to get changed.
So now that the House has acted to approve your legislation, what's the final step so that these reforms can be put into place for the citizens of Pennsylvania?
Yeah, it's passed through the House already. Now it goes to the Senate Transportation Committee, and it has to pass out of there and then be approved by the state Senate as a whole. It shouldn't be an issue. It's passed out of the House unanimously each of the last four terms. So the Senate needs to take it through the same process before it can go to the governor's desk for either signature, or if he would for some reason choose to veto it, he would have that option. So it's more than halfway through the process, and hopefully the Senate takes action as soon as they're back in session.
Well, we hope to see a positive outcome here. Representative Emmerich, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Joe Emmerich.